This is Mita Riedel with Karen Lamont in the Artist Studio in Prague in the Czech Republic on November 2, 2012 for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art. This is card number one. It's a pleasure to be here. We've just had a fabulous tour of your downstairs dungeon, as you call it, filled with artwork. It was great to see all that more new recent work in the studio too. Before we get to the work, I thought we'd take care of some of the early biographical questions. So you were born in New York in, were you born in New York?
In New York City.
In New York City, 1967?
Yeah.
What was the date?
December 14th.
December 14th, okay.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, good to know. Alrighty. That sounds more like California than New York. So would you talk first about your parents, your mother, your father, if you have any siblings,
sure.
What your parents did?
My mother was the head nurse at the emergency room at Bellevue Hospital in the 60s and 70s in New York City, so that was quite a job. And my father's a doctor. He was actually a research scientist for cancer.
Oh.
Yeah.
And where did he work?
Sloan Kettering, also in New York City.
Yes, absolutely. My sister and brother-in-law worked there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I think sort of that's important because they're real New Yorkers.
Yes.
And when things got uncomfortable in New York City in the 70s, everybody took off to the suburbs.
Yeah.
But my parents my mother was, first of all, running the emergency room. Yeah. Second of all, she couldn't drive. So we couldn't move
a real New Yorker.
A real New Yorker. So we could not move to the suburbs.
Yeah.
And nobody wanted to. I mean, I was not a decision maker at that point in our family, but nobody wanted to leave. Everybody wanted to stay in the city.
Yeah.
So they are real New Yorkers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all of our weekends were spent going to museums, you know, not as a group, but, you know, my mother would take us to museums, to the South Street Seaport to hear Pete Seeger sing. You know, so these really kind of community, local events, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now what are their names, your parents?
Oh, my mom is Josephine Wardman Lamont,
mm-hmm.
and my dad is Charles Southwick Lamont.
It's interesting because clearly your mother, being an emergency nurse at Bellevue, is not frightened probably of much. She sounds like she's probably a very tough character.
She is not frightened of anything.
And your father, being coming from a research background, is used to, I'm sure, just incredible research and experimentation and looking for new ways of doing things, new ways to solve problems. It's so interesting to hear about your parents in the context of what you do, because those seem like skills that you use on a regular basis.
Definitely, definitely. And I think my approach to everything is scientific.
Mm-hmm.
My dad always says, you know, he says about me that when I take on a new topic, I research it encyclopedically.
Yes.
And that's, I just look at everything I can find, you know, if it's, you know, related to my work, for example, the kimono.
Yeah.
I look at everything from how to make it to how to wear it, history, then the history as it appears in art.
Mm.
And then from that sort of broad spectrum, I draw down my personal view of it.
Mm-hmm. And the process seems to me, too, as I've looked at the work over time, the process seems, many of the pieces evolve in series, which seems like a very research experimental way of working, just sort of an exhaustive way to examine material and the way it can be used, ideas. It seems like there's that sense of series feels very related to that research way of working too.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah. Do you have siblings?
I do. I have an older sister,
mm-hmm.
And she is I'm not 100% sure what my sister does. But this is my take on it.
Yeah.
She is investigating how to use internet technology,
mm-hmm.
computer resources, to organize disparate groups in online communities.
Hmm.
And all of her work, her practical work, and her research is on education.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, for a while she was working with the public school system,
mm-hmm.
how teachers, and this is in states that wanted to participate, could share their best practices, things that they had come up with that worked for them online with, you know, Maine with California,
mm-hmm.
In an online community.
Hmm.